So would you queue up for 2 days and nights just to buy a car? What if you had no idea what the car looked like or how much it cost, and it wasn't going to be delivered to you? You can't even drive this car for 2 years. That's exactly what people have been doing today in pursuit of the latest offering by US electric car maker Tesla. Toby Hagen is a journalist with Wheels magazine and joins us to explain what the hype is all about. Toby, welcome. The Tesla Model 3 will be unveiled tomorrow, Australian time. What's the big deal? Why is everyone freaking out?
This is the sort of, the reputation and so on that Tesla's built up over the very short time that it's been in operation, that people just love their cars. They have an extremely loyal buyer base. They don't sell a whole lot of cars. It's a fairly low-volume car maker, but the people who do buy them fall over themselves to get it. So they've created so much hype around this car, and it is only the third all-new car that they've produced, and it's something that a lot of people have got pent-up demand for and obviously want to get into. It's also their most affordable model ever.
So people in Melbourne and Sydney are queuing up to hand over, I think it's $1,500 in a deposit to secure the first rights to a car they won't even get for 2 years. That seems to me, by all consumer kind of, you know, emotional intelligence, kind of weird. Am I, like, seriously, you're handing over money and you're not getting the product for 2 years. You don't even know what you're getting. It's quite out there, isn't it?
It is quite out there, absolutely. It's not unheard of in the car industry. I mean, certainly some of the top-end cars, you know, Ferraris and the latest Bugatti that's gone on sale overseas, those sorts of things often get people doing similar things in terms of just saying, hey, I'm pretty sure you're going to do something good. I want to be one of the first into it. So here's my money. So it's not unheard of, but certainly at that end of the market, I mean, this car you're looking at probably being around $60,000, $70,000, $75,000, something like that. And at that end of the market, it is quite rare to have that sort of thing happen. And as you say, to not have the knowledge of exactly what the car is about, it's incredible. And certainly, you know, the car industry is such a dynamic industry these days. Things change so much. The competitor set could do quite a lot in that two-year time span. And all of a sudden, what you thought was going to be a leader may not necessarily be one by the time you come to take your car.
What does it say about how the Australian car market is changing and that consumer demands are changing?
Well, look, certainly one of the massive things that's happened in the Australian market over the last 10 years that's pretty much led to the demise of the Australian industry is fragmentation. So what you've had is so many brands, so many, in some cases, sub-brands and smaller newcomer brands like Tesla come into the market and steal some sales off other vehicles. And even your mainstream players tend to do more models and more model variants than what they've done in the past. And that's certainly what Tesla's capitalising on here. Obviously, they're playing the tech game as well. They're playing the, they've got the all-electric pitch to go with and people saying, well, you're a leader in that field, so I want to be one of the first into it. So in some ways, they are appealing to a very different market to what the traditional car makers have in the past.
That's right. But they're also, and you mentioned this, but I'd love you to elaborate on it. There's a lot of hype around it, and there's a lot of what appears to me to be pretty genius marketing. How has Tesla managed to create this Apple-like fan dynamic around its car?
Well, partly in the way they treat their customers. They treat them as part of the family, which again is another unheard of in the car industry at that end of the market, but they've done it very well to a very different sort of audience. They've also established themselves as such a different player so early on in the lifespan. I mean, the typical way that most new brands start off these days is by coming out and undercutting the competition. So they come out and say, well, we're cheaper and better than that one, so therefore buy our car. Tesla didn't do that. They were quite expensive. They were at the premium end of the market, but they were electric, very high performance electric, and an electric car that didn't compromise on other factors in terms of driving range and so on. So that's where they've sort of got people in to buy into their high-tech message, into their message of all of a sudden them stepping above the rest of the car makers out there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm imagining you've got to have quite a bit of money to just hand over $1,500 without knowing for sure you're going to win and knowing there's a two-year delay. It's a pretty upper market kind of consumer market for this car, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I dare say there are some people who are maybe having a bit of a punt there that they might be able to sell their car soon after they purchase it, or even sell their place in the queue, which has happened again with a lot of other cars in the past. Car makers don't like it when people do that. Car makers generally think if anyone's going to make a profit out of our car, we want to be the ones making the profit. So there'll be obviously people keeping an eye out for that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, I guess the people who are looking at these sorts of cars, and, you know, Teslas up until now have been well into six figures. So to have one that cuts in under that and only have to put down, or compared with the price of the car, it's only $1,500, as a security that you'll be one of the first ones into it. And these days, I think it is very much as well a bit of a competing with your neighbours and so on, and showing them, hey, I'm the first one adopting this technology. I mean, I look at the same way people queuing outside an Apple store to buy the latest iPhone or whatever it is. I think they're mad. I can't understand why they do it. But there's enough people out there to do it, and they want to be able to say to their friends, I've got the first one.
Well, Toby, I drive an old Toyota Corolla, so I think that speaks volumes about me. I'm not the queuing type, but I understand people are very excited about this. Thanks for coming on and explaining. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And that's Toby Hagen, a journalist with Wheels magazine, joining us on RN Drive to talk about those lines for that Tesla that you're not going to even get for another 2 years. $1,500 on a deposit. Would you do it? 0418 226 576. Actually, not only would you do it, have you done it? Have you queued up? Are you in this category? 0418 226 576. I'd love to hear from you if you have. After the 7 o'clock ABC News, we're going to be heading to Brazil to find out more about the extraordinary political demise of the country's president there. A really fascinating political story unfolding in Brazil.